rocking you till next Sunday. This is the Manic Monday Show with Casey on Radio Sega.
Chew. Get on board the Switch hype train, mofo. This week's show is dedicated to Sega music on Nintendo consoles.
Sega.
It's just-
This is the start of your Radio Sega Live Week. The Manic Monday Show with Casey.
Rockets Blazy Mix from Sonic Rush as requested by Jamie. Hello and welcome to the Manic Monday Show. Special switch. My fingers are all sweaty again. Let me try that again. So special. Doesn't work. Switch. I'm trying, people. I'm trying to snap my fingers, but I don't think I'm getting there. Yeah, I'm a bit sweaty. Let's get sweaty. Anyway, special switch. There we go. Celebration edition of the Manic Monday Show. Playing nothing but Sega music from games released on Nintendo consoles. I said Sonic by mistake, but you know, that's what you guys have been requesting a lot, so we'll have lots of Sonic music for sure. But don't forget, there's more to Sega than Sonic. Even Sega remembers that now, so please do as well. That being said, if you want to request tracks for me to play during the show, we have loads of slots left for you to fill with your requests from Sega games, music from Sega games released on Nintendo consoles. We started off the show with LOL, Lots of Laugh, Ken featuring Hatsune Miku from Hatsune Miku Project Mirai DX. Jamie says, KC can switch. There you go. It's working now. That's why I have tissues at hand, so I can, you know, wipe my fingers and stuff. So. I said slots to fill. Yeah, pervert. Anyway, so we started with LOL, Lots of Laugh from Project Mirai DX, released on the Nintendo 3DS. We also had The Wicked Wild, Dinos All Over. The Wicked Wild from Sonic and the Secret Rings, released on the Wii and requested by Viper. And then we had JJ Rocket Blazy Mix from Sonic Rush, requested by Jamie. Yeah, I said that already. There you go. Switch. I'm gonna be doing this all night. So, I'm really excited. As I said before, countless times before, I'm really excited. I'm really hyped for the Nintendo Switch, for the launch of the Nintendo Switch. This coming Friday, so that's something. We're like 4 days away. If you don't count Monday, we're 4 days away from the Nintendo Switch. I'm really excited about that. Really excited to play some Zelda, some Bomberman R, and really excited for what games Sega will put out for the system in the future. So coming up soon, we have Puyo Puyo Tetris next month. So next month, not next month, because we're still in February, but in April. So technically. Not next month, but in April. We'll have Sonic Mania soon as well. We'll have Sonic Project 2017, whatever that is, by the end of the year as well. And so we hopefully will have lots of interesting and fun Sega games on the Nintendo Switch. Also some Atlus games as well. And so I think the Nintendo Switch offers developers a brand new perspective and a brand new way of putting their games on a console, and offers players, you know, more than one way to play them. So that's something interesting, and I'm really excited to try it. Try my own Switch console, and you know, trying some games and see what happens. People are saying Yakuza on Switch, please, says Rick. Foster Graph says, yes, please, Yakuza on the Switch. Yeah, that would be interesting. Be able to play Yakuza on the go. That would be something else, wouldn't it? I think it would. Yeah, so welcome to the show, by the way. I'm KC. I don't think I said that, but you already know. You're probably sick and tired of listening to myself, to me, introducing myself. But yeah, that's me here every Monday night to brighten up your day and to, you know, tell you that you suck when you play Say My Name. Speaking of which, I said Say My Name, so why not play this now?
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name. Under pressure.
Ooh, I missed playing this. It's been a while, it's been a few months. I think the last... I actually have it here. I think the last Say My Name Under Pressure we had was, let's see, I have it here somewhere. Episode 36 of Season 1, May 2016. Maybe not. I think we had another one after that. No? I don't know. But yeah, a few months ago we had, so last season we had Say My Name Under Pressure. What is Say My Name Under Pressure, people? Well, Say My Name Under Pressure is a special edition, 1 week only edition of Say My Name. And how this works is different, because instead of giving you just one Sega character or person or Sega-related thing, you'll have to complete four different challenges. Very quick challenges, because you only have one music break to complete them. So quick Sega related challenges. I will give you something and you need to guess what it is. So this week we'll have two games and two song titles. Two games and two song titles. And each time you successfully guess what or complete the challenge, and so guess what that thing or game or song title is, you'll get a letter. A letter, okay? So, and that will be useful, because after the four initial challenges, we'll have one final and main challenge, and I'm gonna give you something else to guess. And those letters that you received throughout the show in the initial four challenges will be important, because they will help you find the answer, the final answer for the main challenge. And during the main challenge, it's all about speed. So the person who gets it first, the person who sends me their answer first, will get a special prize. And I will get, I will tell you what the special prize is in a bit. Okay, so basically five challenges. Okay, four initial ones, you know, easier ones, I think, and then you have the main challenge. You don't have to complete the initial four challenges if you don't want to, but it'll be helpful because you'll get letters, which will help in guessing what the final answer is. Okay? Viper says, is the price disappointment? Wouldn't that be something? Yeah, it's not that good. I'm sorry. It's not disappointment. PTKCast says, is it a Switch? Could be. Could be. Blinks asks, letters, what is this? Tony Hawk Pro Skater? That was actually funny and sad at the same time. Anyway. So, without further ado, it's time for challenge number one! Sound the alarm! No, please don't sound the alarm. It's okay. So, challenge number one. You have until the end of the next music break to send me your answers. And you need to send me your answers via private message on Discord. So, challenge number one. This is a game. I want you to send me the game, the name of this game. Released for the Sega Saturn, this game is set in a futuristic society and features cameo appearances by Yuji Naka and Naoto Oshima. Released for the Sega Saturn, this game is set in a futuristic society and features cameo appearances by Yuji Naka and Naoto Oshima. Think you know the answer? So send me a private message on Discord, I'm KC over there, and I will send you a letter if you get it correctly, okay? You have until the end of this next music break that starts with a request by Tweenie. Everybody jump around from the GBA version of Jet Set Radio.
Some blast processing to your day. This is Radio Sega.
Thank you. I have just one question for you. Are you ready? Are you ready for Monday night when Radio Sega Champ KC hosts the Manic Monday Show? Right now, you can listen to this awesome free radio live show event for absolutely nothing at all. Only on Radio Sega.
Thank you.
The Frenzy Wilds, the arranged version from Phantasy Star Online, episode 1 and 2. Right here on the Manic Monday Show on Radio Sega, we play the best Sega music 24/7, even if it's from Sega games released on Nintendo consoles. Yes, so the times of Sega versus Nintendo, are gone, are behind us, sort of, you know. There are still competitors when it comes to software, right? But not when it comes to hardware. So it was strange. Back in 2002, perhaps, I can't remember properly, but when the first Sonic game came out on the Nintendo GameCube, that was really weird. And I think the first one was Sonic Advance on the Game Boy Advance, probably 2001. And so that was really, really strange. I remember the Game Boy Advance was my own first Nintendo console ever. And I actually bought it before I knew Sonic Advance was coming out for the GBA, which is something. Yeah, but that was a really odd sensation when I think about it and when I reminisce on those times. But I have to say that these days I feel like Nintendo is the only one doing what Sega was doing back in the day when it comes to the hardware and what kinds of games are released for Nintendo consoles, you know. Hate them or not, or love them, I don't know, but I still think we need someone like, you know, the old Sega and Nintendo to level things up between the over-realistic games and graphics are everything that matters and, you know, ultra-realistic games and violence and TV and sports. And, you know, we need someone to, you know, balance things up with some nice, colorful games and some family games. So that's what we need. And that's why I don't think the Nintendo Switch is competing against the PS4 and the Xbox One. Not anymore, at least. And I think they realize that they need to, work on different market segments and, and just aim those games and those systems at different kinds of people. That's what people need. Anyway, Viper has a document, a Google Doc said, or called Stupid Quotes That KC Said. What? Okay, so I tapped that. KC 2017. Smoked up. KC 2017. That was probably Gizoogled. Big up. KC 2017. That could have been Gizoogled or not. Okay, and so he's, opening this Google Doc to everyone. I'll probably create a short link, you know, just for you guys. One of those radiose.ga, I don't know, stupid KC or something. Look for it soon, and you can all add stupid quotes by KC. Wouldn't that be fun? Anyway, let me stop making a fool of myself. You know, I'm always making a fool of myself, but stop, you know, making fun of myself. And tell you what tracks we just played. We played Everybody Jump Around from Jet Set Radio, the GBA version, requested by Tweenie. We played Air Pirate Island from Skies of Arcadia, requested by, who could have, I don't know, who requested this? I don't know. Care to guess? It was true! And then we had the Frenzy Wilds arranged version from Phantasy Star Online episode 1 and 2 requested by me, because I love this one. True Radio Sega classic right there. Okay, so anyway, people, let's see if people have been sending me some guesses. Yeah, they have. Okay, so let me just reply. Okay, so yeah. So, entries are now closed for the first challenge. First challenge complete. Unless you didn't take part or didn't guess it correctly. And so that means it's time for challenge number 2. But before that, let's play this because I love it.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name. Under pressure.
Meow, meow. say my name under pressure. And so, Ai says, I'm definitely getting a Switch next time I go on holiday. Yeah. I'm looking forward to making the most out of, or taking the most out of my Switch starting this Friday. Taking it anywhere, everywhere. Everywhere. Okay, so challenge number two, people. Challenge number two. This time, it's a bit harder because it's a song. It's a song. So, what I want you to give me is the title of this song. Not the game it's from, not who sings it or composed it. I don't care about that. I want the song title, okay? What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna read the lyrics, or part of the lyrics to this song. And it's a Sega song, by the way. Sega song, obviously. And then I will ask you to send me a private message with the song title. If you get it correctly during the next music break, you'll get another letter, okay? That's as simple as that. And so let's pause this and play proper lyric reading music. It's not Kizugle, but I'm doing this anyway. Pay attention. Catch me if you can. There's no turning back. Reach, but never catch. Catch me if you can. You can't fathom that. Wonders you can't have. That's it. So those are the lyrics. Tell me what the song is. Okay, I'll repeat this. Catch me if you can. There's no turning back. Reach but never catch. Catch me if you can. You can't fathom that. Wonders you can't have. And so, if you think you know what this song is, send me a private message on Discord and maybe you'll get a letter. If you do, hang on to it tightly, because you're gonna need it for the main challenge. You have until the end of this music break to take part in this challenge. Okay, challenge number two of Say My Name Under Pressure this week. Coming up next, we have a request by Rexy from the 3DS version of Sonic Generations. This is a tune. It's Big Arms. We'll be right back.
Radio Sega.
You're listening to the Manic
Monday
Show with Casey.
We'll be right back.
Tales from the Motherland! Or Folk Tales from the Motherland. From Puyo Puyo Tetris. On the Manic Monday Show. Yeah, not a good impression. No, not my best. Welcome back to the show! This was requested by Jamie. And this is obviously a request from a game that will be on the Nintendo Switch in April. Looking forward to this as well. I've got my Japanese copy on the Vita, but I definitely need a localized one. Yeah, you know, I don't even know what trophies I unlocked for the game already. And at some point, and I don't know anything about the story. I'm not a really great Puyo player either, so maybe this time I will, you know, take my time to learn how to, you know, create some chains and whatnot. Perhaps with the help of the Puyo Nexus guys, yeah. So we'll see what happens. Someone is saying, I said, so Jamie said, I really can't wait to play this game, I first need a Switch. And then I said, or a PS4. And Tweety said, I can't play Puyo Puyo Tetris on PS4 while in the bathroom. Well, you can, you know. There are people who are very in creative and inventive, and so, you know, actually people can install a TV. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Ooh, not good radio there. Sorry. So people can install a TV on the bathroom, you know, and have a PS4 there hooked up and everything. People are crazy like that. Who knows? But it's a good point. It's a good point. Jamie asks, "Is Puyo Tetris as good as it looks?" It's awesome. I thought it's not an easy game because of the Puyo part, especially. I'm much better at Tetris than Puyo, but it's not an easy game. But it's really interesting to mix the two together. And some games, you know, you keep switching between the two. And it's awesome, so it's really addictive, and it's really it gets kind of stressful at points. I won a few online battles, but I don't really know what I was doing because I just kept pressing the X button, and so I kept going. I don't know which options I was using. I don't know which kinds of players I was getting, and so, but I won a few. I won a few, but yeah, okay. So shout out to something called Mobius Cast, who seems to be trying to take credit for our 24/7 stream. I don't know if they're, yeah. So they say. They tweeted, at MobiusCast tweeted, "We got music, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in to RadioSega.net for 24/7 music." And then they say, "We're dominating the radio airwaves, huh, guys? We're no mere novice radio station." Yeah, you're not. Oh, this is awesome. I love these guys. I don't know who they are, but I love these guys. Anyway, shout out to Mobius Cast. You know, keep up the great work. You have a great radio station there. I'm sure people are enjoying it. Anyway, let's keep on playing some music. So this is the Manic Monday Show on Mobius Cast. Yay! anyway. Never mind that. So, we just played, let me tell you what we played there. We played the Boss Battle Big Arms from Sonic Generations, requested by Rexy. We played Cybertrack Act 2 from Sonic Advance 3, requested by Trini. And we played Folk Tales from the Motherland from Puyo Puyo Tetris, requested by Jamie. Those were the requests. We still have lots of room for requests, people. So if you have any tracks from Sega games released on Nintendo consoles, let me know. Send me a private message on Discord or send a tweet to Radio Sega. At Radio Sega, use the hashtag RSManicMonday and I'll play your tune on the show later on, okay? That being said, let me see if I have any... No more guesses. That means we need to close entries for challenge number 2. and start challenge number 3 of this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name. Under pressure.
Challenge number 3, peeps. Yeah. So, this time we have another game, okay? So, we're now playing for the chance of getting a new letter, another letter, that will help you, hopefully help you, with the main challenge, the final challenge of tonight's show, okay? And the person who gets the final challenge, or, you know, gets the answer correctly quicker, will get a prize. I will tell you what the prize is in a bit. And so someone asked me that a while ago. So you can't try to guess the answer for the final challenge right now. You need to wait until I tell you to, because everyone needs to start at the same time. Everyone needs to get the same, you know, time to guess. So it'll be fair, okay? So you have to wait, and obviously you don't know what it is yet. It could be a character, it could be a game, it could be a song title, it could be, you know, a person, a real life person. So we don't know what it is. Tweety says, Manic Monday on radio, say, I mean Mobius Cast, hostile show takeover. Yep, indeed. Welcome to Mobius Cast. I'm Fake C, your host. Anyway, challenge number 3. So this time we're I want the name of the game. Okay, so that's what I want right now. Send me a private message with your answer. Here are the clues. So, an RPG released for a portable console. The story of this game involves interdimensional travel and ends in a cliffhanger. The sound is known for its poor quality. An RPG released for a portable console. The story of this game involves interdimensional travel and ends in a cliffhanger. The sound is known for its poor quality. You have until the end of this next music break to tell me what do you think this is, the name of this game, and if you get it correctly, I will send you another letter that will help you with the final, the main and final challenge of tonight's show. So, while you do that, let's play some music. Another request by Tweeny from Crazy Taxi. This is Way Down the Line. Here are The Offspring.
Yeah. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Sorry, deleted meant Mobius cast. Sorry about that.
We'll be right back.
Idola, The Strange Fruits from Phantasy Star Online Episode 3, CARD Revolution or Card Revolution. Does CARD stand for something? I can't remember. Let's look it up. Let's look it up because I have nothing else to do. Even though I do, but okay. Let's see. So, CARD. Nope, I don't think so. It's just CARD Revolution, so it's Card Revolution. It's because it's a card game, so okay. I get it. I just thought it could have meant something. Maybe in the game it means something? I don't know. Maybe someone will tell me. So, that was a request by True. Obviously. Not obviously, but she was the one that requested it. Before that, we had Monkey Race from Super Monkey Ball, obviously requested by II1980. And the first track was Way Down the Line by The Offspring from Crazy Taxi, requested by Tweenie. And so, people are just posting memes all of a sudden for some reason. For no reason, actually. Anyway, yeah. So, I think it's time to close entries for challenge number 3 of Say My Name Under Pressure. And this means that there's only one challenge left before the main challenge, the final challenge. There's still room for requests, by the way. We still have a few slots left, like, actually, quite a few, like 5 or 6 tracks, actually, that we can play. If you don't request any tracks, I will, you know, choose a few myself, and you'll get stuck with whatever I want to play. That being said, it is time, people. It is time once again.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name. Under pressure.
I forgot about the under pressure part and messed up this. Okay, so let's try this again. Like this. Yeah, indeed. Anyway, I forgot. It's just once every like 2 months or something. And it's been a while since the last time I did this. So, okay, so final. Yeah. So people are sending me their final guesses. Okay, it's done. It's closed. So you're now... You now need to focus on challenge number 4, okay? So that's challenge number 4 now. Challenge number 4 is a song title yet again. Okay, so as before, I will read some lyrics and then you'll have to find or tell me what the song title is. I don't want the game, I don't want who sings it or composed it, I just want the song title. That's the only thing that will grant you another letter, okay? And so... if you really want this letter, you need to send me the song title, okay? Let me pause this and play appropriate song lyric reading music. Yeah. And so, it's time to switch it up. Oh, dang. Sweaty fingers again. Never mind. Yeah, switch it up and read some song lyrics. So pay attention. Here it goes. Every single drop of all you got. Every single drop of all you got. Every single bit of all you have. Every single bit of all you have. It makes the only sense, as it all awaits, to step in hope, kick time away. That's it. So I'll read this again. So, every single drop of all you got. Every single drop of all you got. Every single bit of all you have. Every single bit of all you have.
It makes the only sense, as it all awaits to step in hope, kick time away. Deep, deep lyrics there. Yeah. So, these are the lyrics. Send me your private messages with the song title, if you know what it is, and you'll get another letter, or not, we'll see. And you have until the end of this music break to send me your guesses, okay? So you can, by the way, if you don't get it correctly, with your first try, it's okay. You get as many tries as you want, as long as it's during the duration of this music break, okay? So when the final song ends, that's it, so you don't get any other chances, okay? So that being said, time to play another request, a request by Lucas. This is a track from Sonic Lost World, and it's called Desert Ruins Zone 1. You're listening to Radio Sega. This is the Manic Monday Show. I'm Casey.
The best Sega music 24/7.
Thank you. Portuguese internet radio hosts? Good, because a decorated member of the Radio Sega Portuguese Host Corps needs your help.
And his name is KC. He's going to pick up the mic and put boots to asses every Monday. The Manic Monday Show. Only on Radio Sega.
Chosen One. So the Chosen One, a request by Rick from Shadow the Hedgehog. That, you know, great, amazing, so good GameCube game. Sold loads of systems, you know, that this one was a system seller, you know, no doubts about it. Shadow the Hedgehog, The Chosen One, requested by Rick. Before that we had a Gate File Select from Phantasy Star Online Episode 3, Card Revolution. You were all you know, guessing who had requested this. It wasn't true. It wasn't Esper K. It was Blinks, actually. Blinks, who requested Gate File Select from Phantasy Star Online Episode 3 Card Revolution. And the first track was Desert Ruins Zone 1 from Sonic Lost World. What a tune! A request by Lucas. So this means that the challenge is over. This means that, you know, people, if you haven't guessed the song title, your time is up, and so you won't get any other letters. However, you still have the chance of taking part in the main challenge, which will be coming after this next music break. So we'll take a quick break now, just relax, you know, just breathe slowly and deeply, perhaps. Yeah, that's how I breathe deeply. And afterwards, we'll come back with the main challenge for a chance of you, for you to get to win 10 somethings again. Yes, I'm feeling generous with my monies. And so I actually had a different plan. I wanted to have something to give you, to give away an item. But my plans weren't successful, and so instead of that, I will give you monies. And so my monies today is 10 somethings again. So depending on where you are in the world, you'll get 10 currencies. It can be $10, 10 euros, 10 kangaroos, 10 Brexits. Depends on where you are in the world. And so, you know, you'll have to let me know if you win what you want. Rexy says, I bet KC tried to beg Nintendo to give him a spare Switch. If they had given me a spare Switch, I would keep it to myself. You know, so that's not a good plan. That wouldn't be a good plan because I would have to keep it to myself. And I would have to cancel my pre-order and get my money back. Yes, because in Portugal, if you pre-order stuff, you have to pay it in, you know, up front, which is so stupid. Because, you know, stores in Portugal still don't know how pre-orders actually work. Okay, so that's why it's a bit frustrating. But I don't know, at least I don't have to spend any more money on the Switch. It's paid for, so it will be waiting for me. It'll be waiting for me on Friday. Jamie says, can I have 10 chocolate chip cream sundae supremes? No, you can't, because I hate that song. I'm sorry, Rexy, but I really hate that song. I love all of Rexy's songs, but that one. That's, you know, I just can't stand that song. I don't think I've ever said this, but yeah, that's the truth. Anyway, but yeah, but I love all of Rex's songs, all of them, you know, the rest of them, just not that one. I just can't stand that. Sorry. Anyway, and now, you know, I'm losing listeners right now. People are tuning out. People are, you know, bashing, you know, just smashing their radios, smashing their PCs out of anger for me saying so. I know it's a popular track. I've seen the charts on the website recently, but you know, that's I don't like Reach for the Stars and what's the other one I forgot. That's how much I don't like it. The other one from Sonic Colors. I'm surprised no one requested it. Maybe I should play that. I should play the Reach for the Stars. Yeah, Reach for the Stars. Speak with Your Heart. I don't like either of them, so maybe someone should request that. Or maybe not. Anyway. Ai says, I like that song. KC needs to sing a song. KC has sung a song with Ryo Hazuki. A duet, actually. And all the internet, you know, burned after that. Anyway. Yeah, I actually sung two songs. I sung a song for Peanut. I'm not sure if Peanut is listening to the show, but I remember
What song was that? Crazy Postman, right? Crazy Postman. Yeah. A really, you know, beautiful, moving song that I remember doing that for an episode of Forever Sonic's Random Hour back in the day. Yeah. But it wasn't a Sega song, so... Yeah. True says, Peanut is not listening in. Sorry, he's too busy being boring. Boo! Boo! Or maybe we can do this. It's better. Yeah. Anyway, time to move on. I'm gonna... Okay, Viper says, what show? Forever Sonic's Random Hour. Yeah, it's an old show. It's not airing anymore. Anyway, moving on. And by the way, side note, before we move on. If sometimes you might listen to Radio Sega, and sometimes we old-timers talk about old shows, shows that, you know... are not airing anymore on Radio Sega, but you can still catch older episodes of current shows and older shows on Radio Sega. Go to the media area of the website, radiosega.net, and just, you know, browse through. We have lots of old shows there. Or you can also go to iTunes and look for Radio Sega, or look for the names of the shows. So most of them, actually all of them, are there. So yeah, it's also a convenient way of listening to past shows. I usually use my podcast app on my iPhone to listen to current and past Radio Sega shows. So yeah. True says, hurry up with the competition. Yeah, I've paused my game for this. Well, you're not. You need to wait a little longer, because we'll have to play some music before that. Okay, so yeah, I'll shut up. Music now. Fun for everyone! This is from Amazing Island. Enjoy!
Want to listen to this show again?
Download the podcast that will be available shortly on RadioSega.net and the iTunes Store, or stream it on Stitcher. Monday Show with KC.
Echo on into next Sunday. We'll be right back.
Afterburner Infinite Climax Mix. Oh yeah, Infinite Climax Mix. Suggestive. From Bayonetta, obviously, a game that was re-released on the Wii U alongside Bayonetta 2. Indeed, so that was a request by Rick. Before that, we had the main theme from Super Mario Bros. 3, but actually from the Mario and Sonic at London 2012 Olympic Games game. Requested by Sarah Rose 96 via a loophole. Yeah. And the first one was Fun for Everyone! Fun for Everyone! A request by Blinks, a track from Amazing Island. Quite a decent soundtrack, by the way. Yeah, it's got a decent soundtrack. People were discussing party games, and I mentioned my favorite part of Sonic and the Secret Rings, which was the party mode. And one of the things I enjoyed about it, apart from the games, were also the tracks, the names of the tracks as well. Because, for example, we had Blue Shirt. Or we also had Party Dress. Yeah, we also had White Gloves. Rexy says, Blue Shirt sounds like the best wet t-shirt competition theme. Pervert. Yeah, but who could forget the best one? A track called... and I'm not sure why they are this color. Not sure if it has something to do with body fluids or something. But the track was called Purple Pants! And it's also a great track. Yeah, so... You know, that's one thing that I remember about this party mode is the names of the songs as well, because they were all parts, clothes or just clothes. So dress, pants, gloves, shirt. So why? I don't know. It makes no sense. Who the hell? What's the Sonic character that that wears purple pants? I can't think of any. Unless you count Big the Cat, and that's not his fur, but his pants. I don't know. Never mind that. Let's stop this and go back to the regular schedule. Yeah, so, those were some tracks we just played. And so I hope you're ready, because it's time for the main challenge. I hope you were all ready. So, if you're not, you're lost. It's time for this.
Say my name, say my name, say my name, say my name. Under pressure.
Say my name under pressure. The moment of truth has arrived. Who will win 10 somethings? Just by playing, one week, one edition of Say My Name, when everyone else needs to play through 8 weeks and get the most amount of points. Yeah. Who will win 10-somethings? We'll see. So let me explain how this goes. So the those of you that took part in all previous four challenges got some letters. Some of you got four letters, which is amazing and good. That will be really helpful. Those letters are part of the final answer for this main challenge, okay? What happens here? So I have something Sega related, and I'll give you four different clues. Okay? So as soon as I start reading clue number one, you can, you know, go wild and send me your guesses. Okay, the first person to get it correctly will win 10 somethings, will win the prize. Okay, so as soon as I start reading the first one, you can send me your guesses. I'm not sure if you're able to without any of the clues. Maybe you're really, really smart. I'm not sure. But okay, so this is Sega related. Doesn't have to be exactly done by Sega. It can be, you know, on a Sega system or something. So, okay. So clue number one, people. And as soon as I start reading, you can send me your private message with your guess, okay? So everyone can start at the same time. So clue number one, people, is a video game developed by Compile. Clue number two was released for the Mega Drive or Genesis in Japan and the US. Clue number three was released in 1990. Clue number four, the protagonist's name is Terry in the West. Video game developed by Compile. Released for the Mega Drive Genesis in Japan and the US. Released in 1990. The protagonist's name in the West is Terry. Go, 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 go! The quickest one, the fastest one will win 10 somethings. And I'll tell you who that person is after this next music break, starting with Camino a mi amor from 3D Outrun. So obviously the answer is not Shenmue, but I said it could be Shenmue because of the name I mentioned. So because of this.
Where's Terry?
Yeah. Makes sense. Carry on. We'll be right back.
Radio Sega. Monday Show with KC.
Welcome.
of the Wind. Night of the Wind. So, this is Night of the Wind, obviously. That's the name of the song from Sonic and the Black Knight. This was a request by Doomgirl. My mic is probably a bit too loud. Sorry about that. Yeah. So, yay! We're almost done with the show. But it's time to tell you... Well, first of all, it's time to tell what we just played there. So we had Night of the Wind from Sonic and the Black Knight. Planned the best mode in 3D Fantasy Zone 2 Double, which you all forgot to request songs from. Not specifically 3D Fantasy Zone 2 Double, but the 3D classics. They were released on Sega console, or Nintendo consoles, or on a Nintendo console, the 3DS. And the first track was Camino a mi amor, Camino a mi amor, cariño, from 3D Outrun, Outrun 3D. Never mind that. Anyway, yeah, those were two awesome tracks. I went with the new tracks from these games instead of the old ones, the original ones from the original games, so yeah. But you could have asked for Sonic tunes, for Power Drift, for Puyo, for, I don't know, Streets of Rage. Loopholes everywhere, but no one got it. Anyway, those were some tunes that we just played. We're almost done, but before we go, it's time to announce the winner! And the winner is...
Landy!
No, it's not Landy. It's not Landy. Maybe it's Terry!
Where's Terry? I will avenge my father's death! Hey, cut it out! You don't mess with me again. Got it? 100 yen each.
Yes, yeah, so that's what we, what you get if you win. We're also looking for Charlie's.
I'm looking for a guy named Charlie.
Yeah, I'm looking for a guy named Charlie. Right?
I'm looking for a guy named Charlie.
Yeah, I'm looking for a guy named Charlie. He's kind of drunk. Yeah.
You guys met angels? Are you guys sailors? Do you know any sailors? Do you know any place where sailors hang out?
No!
Hello, I'm Ryo Hazuki.
It's me, Ryo!
It's me, Ryo!
Hello? My name is Dio Hazuki, from the Hazuki Dojo in Yamanose.
Yeah. Oh, Shenmue 1 and 2 HD. I can feel you, so close, but if you make it PC only, Sega, I will kill you, I will avenge my father's death. Yeah. Make it Switch only, that would be interesting. No, make it PS4, that's what makes sense. Or maybe, you know, Xbox as well and Switch, but not PC only. But yeah, I don't really mind too much because, you know, I've already played the originals, and I'm getting 3 for the PS4, so... But yeah, if that rumor is true, please make the game available on consoles as well. Thank you. Love, KC. Anyway, time for this. I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah.
Say my name. Under pressure.
Indeed. So, it's time to tell you who won. Before that, let me say that most of you that tried this final challenge got it. So let's see if I can tell you who got it. So Rick got it, Drew got it, Veritex got it, Open Science got it, JB got it, Viper got it, Rexy did as well, and finally Tweenie did as well. Very good. So all of these guys got it. Not all of them had all four letters, so that's something. And before I tell you who won, I'm gonna tell you the answers to all challenges from today's game. So challenge number one, remember, a game released for the Sega Saturn. This game is set in a futuristic society and features cameo appearances by Yuji Naka. I think I'll play Purple Pants while I'm saying this. There we go. So, the answer was obviously Burning Rangers, okay? And if you got this correctly, you would get the letter H. H! Yeah. Challenge number two was a song title. So, the lyrics were, catch me if you can, there's no turning back. Reach but never catch, catch me if you can. You can't fathom that, wonders you can't have. The song title was Catch Me If You Can. Very good. I think all of you got it. Actually, I think all of you got the first two ones. And so if you got this correctly, you would receive the letter U. Challenge number three. A game. An RPG released for a portable console. The story of this game involves interdimensional travel and ends in a cliffhanger. The sound is known for its poor quality. The answer was Sonic Chronicles The Dark Brotherhood. Not all of you got it. You would have received the letter M if you got this correctly. Challenge number four. Song title. Every single drop of all you got. Every single drop of all you got. Every single bit of all you have. Every single bit of all you have. It makes the only sense as it all awaits to step in hope, kick time away. This was It Has Come to This from Sonic and the Secret Rings. If you got this correctly, you would receive the letter A. Okay, you would have received the letter A. And so, if you got all of them, you would have received H, U, M, and A. H, U, M, and A. Main challenge. A game. Video game developed by Compile. Released for the Mega Drive and Genesis in Japan and the US. Released in 1990. The protagonist's name is Terry. The answer was Musha, M-U-S-H-A, or Musha Alesti, Full Metal Fighter Eleanor. I said the protagonist's name was Terry in the West, because in Japan it was Eleanor. Okay, so, very good, that's the main answer, the answer for the final and main challenge. And now there's only one thing left, I need to tell you, who won? I need to tell you who was the fastest, right? Who was the fastest? And so, the winner of this Say My Name Under Pressure Challenge was Veritex! Once again, for 2 weeks in a row. Actually, you know, the other one wasn't, you know, a weekly challenge, but Veritex won again, so he got another 10 somethings to add his personal account. Veritex won, he was the fastest. Quick note, Opus Science, Jamie, between two of you, Opus Science was the fastest. Yeah, Opus Science was the fastest, so he won your personal battle. And so congratulations to Veritex once more for the win. Doomgirl says, I really can't live with this man anymore. He yelled the answer to me before I sent it. That's why I wasn't mentioned in who got it. I knew it was pointless. Get the divorce! Yes, don't do it. Thank you everyone who took part. You all did great. I hope you had fun today. It was a different kind of challenge for Say My Name players. Next week, we'll go back to the regular editions of Say My Name. And so, we have 8 weeks ahead of us, filled with pointless and really difficult clues. With amazingly wrong and far-fetched guesses by listeners, and one winner at the end. So I hope you come back next week for another edition of Say My Name. Sorry, next week we have a battle here between Opus Science and Jamie going on. So who do you support? Team Science? Team Numbers? I don't know. Rexy says, Kissy, will we get more wrong answers, more amazing than the Victoria Cupcakes? The Victoria Cupcakes are legendary. Back in Season 1, I Need Fruit and the Victoria Cupcakes, which are actually Sega related. I never got around to buying one of them for to serve as a prize. Maybe one day I'll do that. The Victoria Cupcake plushies. Jamie says, can't it be Team Wonder? No, it can't. It's just team numbers. Or Team 64326. It's up to you. But not Team Wonder. No, no. Anyway, yep. So that's it for the show. It's been fun. Thank you all for tuning in. We had lots of listeners this week. Past couple of weeks were a bit, you know, lower on listeners. You know, I don't blame you. This could be a better show, definitely. But thank you for your support, for listening to us. Don't forget to listen to all other Radio Sega Live shows. Just one. One new show starts, not exactly new, but, you know, a show returns this week, this Sunday. It's Radio Sega Sunday Funday with Andy. Radio Sega Sunday Funday with Andy. Yeah, that makes sense. That would actually, I need to tell him to change his name to Andy instead of Andy. Andy. Radio Sega's Sunday Funday with Andy. Yeah, that would be interesting. So Radio Sega Sunday Funday with Andy will return this Sunday at 8 p.m. GMT. So stay tuned for that. Don't forget to tune into Radio Sega for that. All other shows are, you know, the schedule of live shows is available at radiose.ga/shows, including the next one, which will be the chart topping show with RevSig tomorrow at 8 p.m. GMT. I'll be back on Thursday with the Sega Lounge with the guys behind Mutant Football League, a Kickstarter project that is ending soon. To bring back the Mutant League Football series, in a way. So it's a revival of Mutant League Football, a game called Mutant Football League. Copyright issues and such. Yeah. But it's a fun chat with Michael Mindheim and Rob McCallum about the game. And we have a fun Sega Lounge challenge as well. So be sure to tune in to the Sega Lounge this Thursday as well. Anyway, it's been fun. Next week, the Manic Money Show returns to normal, to regular stuff. We'll be celebrating one or two days. I don't know. Haven't checked it yet. We'll have the Manic Jukebox back, third-party tracks back, Kill Tracks, People's Choice, all of that. But until then, I will leave you, you know, tear-eyed, sad for leaving. I'll leave you with a track from a game that I'm getting for the Nintendo Switch. The Switch! Switch Hype! Friday! March 3rd. Can't wait. So, I've been KC. This has been the Manic Monday Show. You've all been amazing for tuning in. And I'll leave you with Studiopolis Zone from Sonic Mania. I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye!
Enjoyed the show? Check out the full Radio Sega live schedule at radiose.ga/shows. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.